Welcome to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Cox. My purpose is to empower and lift up others who know in their heart they're meant for more. More joy, more impact, and more passion. If you're ready to make a radical transformation and create a life that you love, then you have come to the right place. Let's do this. And welcome to episode 8 of the Create a Life You Love Challenge. I am so excited that you are here. My name is Chantel, and I am an author and transformation coach who empowers motivated women who are ready to break free from the bondage of daily stress and anxiety so that they can step into their full potential and create a life they love. I am so excited because I am a new podcaster. And like I said, this is only episode 8, and I'm so proud of those 8 episodes, but still know that I have a ton to learn. And I just was so overcome with joy and gratitude today when I got my first review on Apple Podcast. So I want to give a big shout out to Michelle Mary, who said, "I really love Chantel's passion and her energy. I will be making this one of my regular listens." Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. For anyone else who's listening to this, if you get any type of value, it really is helpful and so meaningful to rate and review, and share any podcast that you listen to. It means so much to the people because podcasting is a free platform, and there really is so much work that goes in behind it. And it's, to me, as I'm learning, it's really fun, and I am just so lit up by it right now, and it's providing so much value, and I love that. But so any podcasters that you listen to, be sure to rate and review them. Okay. Enough about that. If you've heard any of the other episodes so far, you are probably aware that we are doing a little mini series right now called Thrive, Not Survive. And that is inspired by what's happening right now in our world with COVID-19. And so I don't know when you're listening to this episode, but it is recorded mid-March 2020. And most of the world is kind of at the stay-at-home order. We're doing a lot of isolation, and it's just really impacted our day-to-day life pretty significantly. And so I felt, what a great time to serve and give back and provide strategies to help others really thrive during this turbulent time rather than just, barely hanging on and surviving. And as I'm connecting with people from around the world for the Thrive Not Survive interviews and just connecting with my community and other communities I'm involved with, there seems to be 3 main things that keep coming up. And those 3 things are health, relationships, and wealth. So I'm going even deeper with this series, and we're going to target those 3 areas, okay? So my solo episodes for right now, just because I have such a plethora of the interviews, I'm going to release those on Monday and Friday. And then on Wednesday, I'll release a solo episode that's recorded just like this. So this coming Wednesday, this one will be released, and we'll talk about health. And then the following Wednesday, we'll talk about relationships. And the next Wednesday, we will talk about wealth and just how to thrive in those areas when you find yourself faced with a turbulent time, whether it's COVID-19 or something else. As we all know, life has peaks and valleys, and we will have other turbulent times in our future, whether that looks like maybe a breakup or divorce, a fight with a family member or friend, uncertainty with your job, natural disasters occur, illness with yourself and loved ones. Turbulent times are bound to happen. So let's arm ourselves for ways to thrive during those, okay? And so the other thing, I want to invite you to dig deeper with me in these topics. I'm going to give you some great takeaways today in this podcast, and I am loving the podcast format, but it's very one-sided, right? You can hear me, I can't hear you. And so I want to dig deeper with people, like in a Zoom type of call where I can pull you up and we can see each other's face and we can interact and talk and I can share a little bit of information and someone else can ask a question or add a resource that they know about and we can all just thrive together and build a community. So I'd like to invite you to a 100% completely free 3-day challenge. And to sign up for that challenge, just jump on over to Facebook and search for Thrive Not Survive 3-Day Challenge. Pretty tricky, huh? So it is going to be running from April 22nd to the 24th. And the 22nd will focus on thriving in our health during turbulent times. The 23rd will be relationships and 24th will be wealth. Then on Saturday, the 25th is my webinar where we're going to tie it all together. And so, yeah, come check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope to see you in there. Okay, let's get started. So when you find yourself faced with a turbulent time, and especially right now with COVID, here are some common things. You end up with increased anxiety, increased boredom, and a lack of control. So how do you cope with those things? I challenge you to write this question down on a post-it note and post it somewhere you're going to see it frequently, like by your bathroom mirror, or maybe it's on your TV or computer screen, because we are certainly increasing our screen time right now. So write down this question. Who do you want to be in 90 days? Except for say I. Who do I want to be in 90 days? Big old question mark. And this helps when it's not turbulent times too, by the way. It's that forward thinking and understanding that what I do today impacts who I am in 90 days. Because there's the compound effect. If I don't leave my house for any type of walk or physical intentional activity today, and I just watch Netflix all day, and I just go for my comfort foods, and I eat all the carbs and all the sweets and all the Easter candy, right? And I just do that today, that's fine. I mean, not fine, but it happens. Been there, done that. It'll happen again. It's happened before. Yeah. The problem is when that becomes your norm and you have the compound effect, if I do that for 90 days, who am I in 90 days, right? I can envision myself that I would not feel good. My brain would not be functioning well. I just would not be thriving, right? I'd be barely surviving. I might be, you know, I'm breathing, I'm alive, but is that the life I want to live? So just think about things kind of in that lens as we proceed here. So when thinking about your physical health, what foods are you stocking up on? What's your daily schedule? What's your meal planning look like? I find myself more busy during this time of COVID, actually, but I'm doing fun things like this. So then in between, when I do need to stop and pause and fuel my body with something, if I have an easy bag of chips and I can throw together some nachos real fast, that's what I'm going to do. So I need to keep that in mind when I'm making my Instacart order. However, if I have, you know, the toppings for a delicious leafy baby spinach salad with some, you know, baked chicken and little cranberry things and just whatever fun toppings I can find. If that's what I have, that's what I'm going to eat, right? So just think about that. Also think about, because our culture is so, food is such an integral part of socialization. And right now, our socialization looks extremely different. So how can you have some normalcy with it? I'll give you a quick example. So I saw an episode or two of this show many, many years ago when I was visiting a family member in Denver. So I'm like vaguely familiar with the concept, But a lot of my friends are now like binge watching it, and it's called Nailed It. And it is a hilarious baking show where they don't bring in professional chefs. They bring in normal people like me and give them a very limited amount of time to do a ridiculous masterpiece. Like nobody can do it, right? And it ends up hilarious. And it's like Pinterest fail on reality TV. It's great. So we are doing this coming Saturday, we are doing our own virtual Nailed It with my group of friends. So we're going to get on our device and our camera, and we've given ourselves 2 hours, and we've picked our own cakes, and we've shared our designs, and we're just going to bake. So we're going to be interacting. We're going to be social. We're trying something new. I'm sure there's going to be a ton of laughter, and it's going to bring a lot of joy. And at the end, is there a cake? Uh-huh. Am I going to eat it? You betcha. I mean, assuming it's edible, it will be. It just might not be very pretty. But find things like that that just bring you joy, and don't worry so much about the calories, because am I going to do that every day or every weekend and then spend the whole next week eating the cake? Am I going to eat the entire cake? No. You know what I mean? It's all about moderation. But find things like that. Maybe you do a bake-off with a healthy recipe with a family member or friend virtually, or you swap recipes, or even, I mean, if you do live alone, pop on Zoom with someone else you know who lives alone and share a meal together, and just kind of still try to have some of those normal things so you don't feel that lack of control as much. So right now is an amazing time to embrace experimenting with new recipes, because sometimes the ingredients that you're used to using aren't available. So you get to be a little creative. So instead of finding that frustrating, this goes a little bit into mindset work that we'll talk about in a minute. Reframe it. And instead of being like, oh, I can't have my favorite meal this week because someone went and bought all the whatever, think, ooh, I get to try something new this week. What's something I've been wanting to try? Or crack open a cookbook that you haven't looked at in a while, or scroll through Pinterest. There's all kinds of things. So use this time to experiment with new recipes. And again, really kind of manage your environment. If I don't have a bag of Easter Starburst jelly beans in my cupboard, then at 8 o'clock at night when I'm craving something, I can't go eat them. Right? So think about some of those things. Do I still, you know, like participate in a cake baking thing and then eat some of the cake? Absolutely. But it's all about the moderation too. So those are some ideas for physical, what you're going to eat and input. Then also think about how you're going to embed intentional movement into your day. So what is so fun is I'm seeing just so many opportunities and virtual resources coming out. I love ballroom and Latin dancing, and all the studios I'm plugged into here are offering all these like virtual dance lessons from their living room into yours. And so I thought that was just a brilliant idea. I know gyms are offering virtual workout sessions. I've seen so many like yoga and meditation. And so people are really stepping up to serve, and you just have to be resourceful. You just take advantage of the opportunities out there. And even if you have to pay for them, if it's not free, a lot of times that means you'll take it more seriously and you'll actually show up in a different way. A huge blessing of when this whole COVID-19 thing is happening is that it happens to be spring right now. And yes, my area just got hit with like a weird cold front, but we're coming out of it. It's not going to last forever. And so going on walks and social distancing, but friendly waving to your neighbors, it's fun. Like there are so many people outside now. It feels like we went back into like the 1950s. kids are out riding their bikes and people are waving at neighbors, and just go out there, get some intentional movement, get the fresh air, get the sunshine, hear the birds, and just for a minute, forget that we're even in turbulent times and focus on that intentional movement. When you do those things, we all know about endorphins. Remember, what was it? Reese Witherspoon's character, Elle, on the Lawyer show. I can't even think of it right now, but you know, she's like, when you exercise, it releases endorphins, and endorphins make you happy. Happy people don't kill their husbands. So if you are feeling trapped, you know, that would help you with next week in the relationships. If you are feeling like, my family's driving me crazy, we're in close quarters, we got nothing to do, my kids are driving me crazy, whatever your story is, endorphins make you happy. So find that intentional movement, right? And go back, just keep asking, who do I want to be in 90 days? Who do I want to be in 90 days? Okay, so we hit on physical health, both with our intake of food and our intentional movement. I really want to dig into this mental health. I share this very openly and honestly. And so if this is the first time you are kind of meeting me, hold on. So I personally have had a lifelong struggle with anxiety and depression. I also am a public educator. So I'm used to having summer vacations, or I was before I took the position I have now and kind of left the classroom and pretty much lost my summer. But I've had like practice times of isolation when I could have gone and done things, but I didn't have anything on the schedule. All my friends were working. I had nowhere to go. And so I know from a personal place what happens to me personally when I have nothing on my agenda, when I don't get up and shower, when I don't embed intentional activity, when I eat and drink what I want when I want, when I stay up too late. I know the dark place that that leads me to. And I'm not willing to let COVID take me there. I am taking control of the situation. This may be the first time you've ever experienced such a shutdown where you didn't have to put on the fake happy face and put on the clothes and go out and pretend to be okay. This may be your first time where you could just fall into your hole. Okay. And I hope that's not the case. And if it is, please know that there are so many resources out there for virtual counseling and whatever you may need. Okay. And so if you suspect that you might get to that place or anything like that, really be in tune with your mental health. Humans are not made to be isolated. And at times like this, I get very concerned for people who live alone. I myself live alone. I'm very plugged in to virtual communities. I'm very active and engaged with all kinds of things, this included. And so I am really using this time to thrive, and I do not feel isolated or alone in the least. But I know, had I not done the work that I've been doing for all these 6+ years, if COVID had happened 6 years ago, my personal story would be much different than it is today, because I would not have done the work on myself. So think about where you are in your journey. Maybe you're rocking it. Think about your friends and family, of anybody who might be struggling. Okay. Have compassion, reach out, help connect them to resources if they need it. So here's what you can do to help with your own mental health. A big, big piece is asking, what are you inputting into your head? Okay. So when I was growing up, my dad, he's in the military. Well, he's retired now, but he was in the military. And he's very, very strong Christian man, the religious leader of our household, and he's pretty strict. And so I was in sixth grade, all my friends are reading Goosebumps, And, you know, the books, they were very, very popular. Was it R.L. Stein, I think, was the author. And I loved reading, so I wanted to read these books and, you know, be part of the conversation with my friends. And he said no. And I'm like, what do you mean no? Like, aren't you supposed to encourage me to read? Like, and he said, no. You can put good stuff in your head or you can put bad stuff in your head. You're going to put something in your head and it's going to guide what you think on. And so, no, there's nothing good in those books. And so it was an internal struggle and I got caught more than once reading them. but looking back on it, I understand the wisdom as to why he felt that way and why he so lovingly wanted to protect me and my brain. So as an adult, in times like COVID, turn off the news, okay? You can put good stuff in your head or you can fill it with these silly media people who are just so worried about the ratings. They are not worried about you and your mental health. They want you to just binge watch their ridiculous news story one after another and their statistics that may or may not be true. The more outlandish they are, the more Twitter followers they have. That's what they care about. Turn it off. Like it's no good. Now, we are held responsible to arm ourselves with some knowledge to keep ourselves safe, right? We can't just turn everything off and pretend like everything's okay because it's not, right? We need to be aware of what the laws are in place right now to keep people safe so we don't unintentionally break them. We need to be aware of what's going on. Being aware and informed can be done by just looking maybe once a day at your State Department of Health, at the CDC. Scientists do not care about their ratings. They're there to give you information. They're there to educate and inform, and they don't care how many Twitter followers they have. Arm yourself with facts. Not drama. Think about the types of books you're reading, the types of movies and TV shows you're watching. If you are already at a heightened level of anxiety, now might not be the best time to watch the movie Outbreak. Okay? if you are feeling fine with it and it's just kind of like, that was a good movie. Oh, it is trending on Netflix. I can handle it. I can watch it. Fine. Great. It's on my to-do list if I ever have time to watch TV again. I did like that movie when it came out and I'm intrigued to kind of watch it again. But it's not going to cause me to panic or keep me up at night or spiral into a dark place. So know that about yourself. If you're feeling really anxious and you sit down and you watch some type of action thriller and it's making your heart rate race even faster, be aware of that and watch something a little more happy and calm right then, especially maybe before you go to bed. If you're having trouble sleeping, really pay attention to what it is you're doing and what your brain is focused on before in those couple of hours before you go to sleep. Okay. So here's the big thing that I really want to make sure we talk about today. If you have a thought that pops in your head and you start spiraling, so maybe you did watch the news or you saw a headline or somebody posted something ridiculous on Facebook, and so you start spiraling. Oh my gosh, the whole world is going to end. The whole economy is going to collapse. I'm never going to get to go back to work. Whatever it is. Whatever those thoughts are going around in your head, tell yourself, stop. Then take the time to write that thought on a piece of paper. So let's say the thought is, the whole economy is going to collapse. Write those words down. Whatever your head said, write it down on a piece of paper. And then ask yourself, is that true? For me, I mean, that's a thought that's crossed my mind. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not an economist. I don't know. I do not have enough information to jump to that conclusion and spiral to the what ifs, right? I could spiral on the what ifs all day, but I really don't have the knowledge and the information to make that a productive use of my time. So after I've written down the whole economy is going to collapse, and I ask myself, is that true? Typically, the answer is going to be like, no, or it might be, I don't know. Okay. So then work on reframing it. So it could be, well, the economy is most likely going to take a pretty big hit. Logically, people aren't working. Thousands, millions of people are filing for unemployment. I mean, this is going to have an impact. It already is having an impact on our economy. It's inevitable. Okay. So, but we've been through tough times before and things come back. There's peaks and valleys. It's not the end of the world. Okay. People got through the Great Depression and they didn't have the technology and resources and international market that we have today. Again, I am not an economist. I have no idea anything about the economy other than what logically looking at it, you're like, yeah, this probably isn't great. And then knowing for myself, spiraling about it isn't going to change it, right? Me stressing about it, me losing sleep over it, me just going absolutely insane and lashing out at my loved ones is not going to change it. The only thing I can change is the story I tell myself about it in my head. So change the story so you can change how you're going about your day. It's all in your mindset and it's all a choice. So when you find yourself spiraling with negative thoughts, stop yourself, write it down, ask yourself if it's true, reframe it, and then repeat your reframe. You might have to write down your reframe and post it and repeat it multiple times a day. It could be something like, I'm okay right now. I'm okay right now. I have a house over my, a house. I hope I don't have a house over my head. I'm in Kansas, but I'm not the Wicked Witch. Tangent. I have a roof over my head, right? I have food in my belly. I've got food in the pantry. My water is running. My electricity is working right now. Bring yourself back to the present. Stop worrying about the what ifs of 6 months from now. Okay. While yes, you want to forward think and think of how you are going to be the best version of yourself and show up in the best way in 90 days, you don't want to focus on the negative things out of your control because you can't control those. You can control who you are in 90 days. If any of this resonated with you, please reach out. I'm most active on Facebook. My page is Create a Life You Love Coaching. And I also have a free community called the Create a Life You Love Community. So jump into that group, introduce yourself, find me, send me a private message. I'm also on Instagram, just not as active on it. You can DM me there as well. So again, as we wrap up, I just want to remind you that we are going to dive deeper into health, relationships, and wealth in the upcoming 3-day challenge. 100% free. Go to Facebook, type in Thrive Not Survive 3-day challenge. I will see you there. So thankful that you joined me today, and I hope you got a lot out of it, and come tell me about it. And if you like this episode, please share it with a friend. You could screenshot it and share it out on social media. And as always, you can leave a rating and review, and it would be ever so appreciated. All right, guys, you enjoy the journey. Thank you for listening to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I would love to hear from you about your biggest takeaways. share them with me on Facebook or Instagram at Create a Life You Love Coaching. If you love this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. That's it for now. Enjoy the journey.